this morning I'd like to bring a guest in on the phone here today. Dan Hicks joins us from the Freeze Notice Weather Center this morning. Dan, how are you today?
Good morning. Just fine this morning.
Good. Thank you so much for the time. I wanted to spend a little time, if we still are, still in the spring season, but heading rapidly towards summer, and we've already seen some spring-summer weather here in the Nishna Valley, and we've gotten a little bit of everything here so far this spring, and some recent storms that have come through here in the last week or two. And it just seems like we've hit a pattern here, Dan, where we get some heavy rain, high winds, some hail. We've had that a couple of different times with varying degrees of damage around the area. Is that typical for this time of the year?
Well, it is. This is the time of year we see most of our severe weather. You know, tends to increase during the latter part of spring and continue into June. Then we usually have a little bit of a lull during the mid-summer months. But the spring and early summer, generally the peak of severe weather here in Iowa, and as you mentioned, we've had a couple episodes so far this month that have produced some heavy rain, some hail in parts of the state. The heavy rainfall has been somewhat limited, though. If you look at June rainfall so far, about 3.75 inches here in Atlantic, and there's an area from southwestern into central Iowa that's had a couple of heavy rain events, some localized flooding, but across the rest of the state, June rainfall has been quite a bit less as you move away from this band of heavier precipitation.
Well, it doesn't seem that way in our part of the state. It seems like we've gotten most of that rain that's come our way so far this year. It doesn't pass us by. And it seems to me that as we kind of turn the corner from winter and heading toward the spring planting season, that a lot of folks were still kind of talking about drought and lack of moisture and those kinds of terms. But I don't think we're using those so much right now.
No, not really. I think that the spring precipitation was enough to regenerate soil moisture. And if you look at the latest drought monitor, in fact, it just came out this morning. This contains the data as of last Tuesday. Really, a large part of Iowa is really not showing any drought conditions. This particular index does not show the wet side of the equation, but deals only with the drought conditions. There is a pocket in northwestern Iowa, Woodbury, Plymouth, Monona County, extending up toward the Spirit Lake area, where there's still some moderate to light drought conditions. But really, except for the plain states to the west of Iowa, a lot of the central part of the nation really not showing any significant drought conditions compared to the way it was in the late winter and early spring.
Well, it just seems like the rainfall that we've had has come kind of in buckets at times. We don't get the half-inch amounts. We get 2-3-inch amounts all at once. And these last couple of systems that have come through have included some pretty high winds. And we've seen some hail as well in the area. We've got some producers out there that are having to replant some crops here late in the planting season now due to some of the hail that we've seen here lately. Is that picking up?
Well, I think part of the reason we saw that this week, of course, is we had the hot and humid air across the state early in the week, and we had dew point temperatures up in the 70s, a tremendous amount of moisture in the atmosphere. And if you get a little weak system to come through and generate some storms, there's plenty of moisture to produce heavy rain. And again, we saw that, at least on a small scale, earlier this week, again, like you mentioned, from southwestern Iowa into parts of central Iowa. You know, it looks like this warmer-than-normal temperature pattern is going to continue for the near future. We're seeing some cooler readings right now, but it looks like some 90s will return later this weekend and early next week, and it's likely that those dew points will climb back up into the 70s. It appears that another cool front will try to work its way down into the state mid to late next week. So with that scenario, the coverage of rain may not all be all that great, but the potential for some of those locally heavy downpours when that cool front collides with that hot and humid air, it may return to the states mid to late next week. For the time being, it looks like rainfall stays fairly spotty through the first part of next week.
Is this any kind of a particular pattern that we happen to be in at this time, Dan, or is it just kind of the luck of the draw and just the way it's gone here the last couple weeks?
Well, I think it's luck or bad luck of the draw sometimes where these thunderstorms develop. You know, it's pretty difficult to forecast exactly where they will develop, but anytime you have that much moisture in the atmosphere, somebody's bound to get some heavy rainfall and in isolated cases some hail. So I don't think it's anything really unusual when you have the warm, humid conditions and then a cool front coming down. I think that's what we often see in the summertime here in Iowa. The pattern we're in right now certainly favors warmer than normal conditions coming up probably through the end of June. We have this area of high pressure aloft across the southern part of the country. that pokes northward into the Midwest at times, bringing these hotter temperatures. We're seeing that high retreat back to the south right now, bringing us a few cooler days, but that high builds northward again in the plains and western Midwest by this weekend, and then eastward early next week. So I think we'll see another round of 90s returning this weekend through Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and then things cool down again. We might be in that type of pattern where that high builds north for short periods of time, retreats southward. That could be the pattern we're going to be in now, probably at least into the early part of July.
Yeah, hot, humid weather really isn't all that foreign this time of the year in Iowa.
No, typically we have fairly humid summers here in Iowa. We've got kind of a direct path from the Gulf of Mexico right up into Iowa, and the Midwest brings that Gulf moisture northward. And as we saw early this week, we saw those dew point temperatures up in the mid-70s. And any time it gets above 70, you can definitely feel it outside. And, you know, combine that with a couple of days of 90s to near 100, it pushes the heat index up around 110 or so, certainly dangerous heat indexes during the hottest time of the year, or hottest time of the day, rather. And we'll likely see that scenario play out again, especially the first part of next week. I think that's when temperatures will likely be the warmest, and those dew points will be back up in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially in the spring season, we do expect here in Iowa to see some tornadic activity around the state. And we have seen some just the other day, part of that storm. I was hearing Rick talk about the storm reports this morning, including an event center at a winery over by Trainer that was destroyed by a tornado that touched down in that area. How have we been with tornadoes so far this spring? It seems low to me number-wise, but I don't know how the rest of the state has done.
Well, I think, again, I'm not sure exactly number-wise. I mean, we've had some severe weather events. I don't think it's been unusually high as far as severe weather events go during the spring months. But, you know, we're being in that time when that typically peaks. It's not uncommon to have those, you know, from April into June. So I'm not sure about number-wise, but certainly I don't think it's been unusually high or unusually low as far as tornado numbers in the state. We've had a couple pretty significant outbreaks, though, if you go back into the spring months. And, of course, if you have, you know, widespread damage and injuries, those certainly they stand out in your memory. But I don't think it's been highly unusual so far.
Yeah, well, maybe just compared to last year, we seem to have some pretty strong damaging ones last year.
Well, one thing about this spring also, it's outside of the thunderstorms, we've had a unusually windy spring. I think
that's true.
Statistics point that out, that we had, especially back in April and early May, we had changeable temperature conditions, and it brought numerous days with strong winds, not really associated with thunderstorms, but just very windy conditions as those weather systems were moving across the country, and we saw that wide swing in temperature from one side to the other. I think we're getting into more of a typical summertime pattern now, where we're not going to see the strong winds unless we do have thunderstorms, and more hot or warm, humid days coming up here in the near future.
Yeah, we've all been talking about how it seems like it's been the windiest spring on record around these parts.
Well, I think that the numbers point out it's been windier than normal. I don't know. I'm not sure if records are kept as far as, you know, what the windiest spring has ever been, but I do think records verified that the average wind speeds were certainly higher than normal this spring.
You bet. Well, ask anyone who's walked out of a hair salon. They'll pretty much tell you how windy it's been. Undone what we just did. All right. Very good. Well, Dan, thank you so much. Appreciate the time here this morning. It's a beautiful morning outside here today, in case you're wondering, but it's going to warm up again here, as we expect.
Not too bad the next few days, but I think especially by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we'll feel that heat and humidity coming back.
You bet. Welcome to Iowa in the summertime. Very good. Dan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You bet. Appreciate it. That's Dan.